May 29, 2022. Ascension of our Lord, Year C. Today we celebrate the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord into heaven, the second glorious mystery of the Holy Rosary. Our first reading and Gospel reading today tell us the story of the ascension of Christ into heaven. So, if today's solemnity of the ascension is of great importance in the Catholic Church, then of what significance is it to us? The ascension of our Lord is of great importance to us Catholic Christians because it reminds us of the existence of heaven, as St. Luke in the Gospel reading Luke 24:46-53 stated, "Then he led them out as far as Bethany, raised his hands, and blessed them. As he blessed them, he parted from them and was taken up to heaven." Yes, heaven does exist as St. Luke tells us, and it is where Jesus ascended to and has prepared for us. Hence, today's solemnity is a wake-up call for us to prepare ourselves by strengthening and deepening our faith in God and by working very hard in our spiritual lives so that we can attain the kingdom of heaven. Are you truly working hard to attain the kingdom of heaven? What are you doing to attain the kingdom of heaven? What changes are you making in your life today so as to live a holy and sanctified life that will help you attain the kingdom of heaven? The solemnity of the ascension of our Lord officially marks the end of Jesus's earthly ministry, and the beginning of his disciples' mission and their apostolate for God on earth. This means that the solemnity of the ascension commissions us today to begin our mission and our apostolate for God by living out and proclaiming the gospel of Christ in the world. Are you truly living out the gospel of Christ today? Are you sincerely proclaiming his gospel in thought, word, or deed? How are you ministering to God's children today? How are witnessing to God in our world today? The ascension also reminds us that we are grown and ready to fulfill our apostolate for God by witnessing to him on earth. Yes, God has bestowed his blessings, graces and mercies upon us through and in the sacraments, which means that we are very qualified, that is, we are fully and adequately equipped and prepared to go out to proclaim the good news and to make disciples of all nations as he commanded us. Are you appreciative of God's gifts to you? Are you using these gifts and blessings you have received from him to praise, adore, and worship him? Are you making sure these gifts granted you by Jesus are put to good use for the greater glory of God in the world today? Dear brothers and sisters, as we celebrate the solemnity of the ascension of our Lord into heaven today, let us be reminded of the existence of heaven, which calls us to strengthen our faith in God by working very hard in our spiritual lives so as to attain the kingdom of heaven and by fulfilling our mission or apostolate of living out and proclaiming the gospel of Christ in our world today with all the gifts, blessings, graces and mercies we have received from God. Amen. For more, visit us at www.revfico.com. Remain Godful and stay blessed.